Why attribute the cycle of life and death to Allah omnipotence when science explains birth and death through natural processes?
While science explains mechanisms, the concept of Allah omnipotence adds depth by addressing the why. It invites contemplation on the purpose and the ultimate authority behind the cycle of life and death.
Can you provide evidence for Allah's role in the cycle of life and death, particularly in the context of embryonic development?
The Quran's accurate description of embryonic stages, consistent with modern science, suggests divine knowledge. This alignment supports the idea of Allah's role in the intricacies of life.
How does the concept of Allah as the giver of life align with our understanding of human birth from a purely biological perspective?
Allah as the giver of life aligns with our biological understanding by emphasizing the intricate processes of birth. It invites acknowledgement that the biological mechanisms are part of a broader, purposeful design.
What relevance does the concept of Allah as the taker of life have in the face of natural processes of decay and death?
The concept provides a framework for understanding the purpose behind decay and death. While science explains the processes, Allah as the taker of life adds a spiritual dimension, guiding believers in accepting the natural cycle.
How can belief in Allah's role in life and death coexist with the scientific understanding of natural processes, especially in the oceans?
The belief in Allah's role can coexist by viewing scientific understanding as uncovering the mechanisms through which Allah governs. It adds a spiritual dimension to the appreciation of the natural processes in the oceans.
Why attribute the cycles of nature to Allah's will when science explains them through ecological processes and evolutionary adaptations?
While science explains mechanisms, attributing cycles to Allah's will provides a purposeful perspective. It encourages believers to see ecological processes as part of a grand design with a divine purpose.
In the face of scientific advancements in medicine and life extension, how does Allah's role as the giver and taker of life remain relevant?
Scientific advancements are viewed as mechanisms through which Allah's will is manifested. Allah's role remains relevant by emphasizing the ultimate authority over life and death, guiding ethical considerations in medical interventions.
What the rationale for attributing the natural processes of life and death to Allah when secular explanations are available?
Secular explanations focus on mechanics, while attributing processes to Allah offers a comprehensive understanding. It addresses the why behind existence and encourages contemplation on the purpose and design.
Can the concept of Allah as the giver and taker of life provide comfort or understanding in the face of tragedies or untimely deaths?
Yes, the concept provides comfort by fostering trust in a greater plan. While science explains events, the belief in Allah's role offers solace, resilience, and a belief in a divine purpose beyond immediate understanding.
How does the concept of Allah's omnipotence in the cycle of life and death impact our understanding of the transient nature of existence?
The concept provides a perspective on life's transient nature by suggesting a purpose beyond immediate experiences. It encourages believers to seek meaning and fulfillment in alignment with Allah's omnipotence.